Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
And as the internet changes and the world changes, I've kind of just gone with the flow. And we've done from websites and Flash back in the early days to SEO for a while, to email and chat bots, and conversational marketing is kind of where I've landed currently.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Today's episode brought to you by Shortstop's Burgers and Fries, great burgers, fries, and shakes in Albany, Oregon. Also by Seattle School of Chen Style Tai Chi Chuan in Seattle, Washington. Hello, everybody. Russ here with another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. So excited about today's episode with my friend Arvel Craig down in Phoenix, Arizona. He is doing some amazing things and is definitely an amazing person who connects, which is our theme of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. But today, before we dive into that, I wanted to remind you, I'm Russ Hedge. I'm a coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I love to connect with people. And the best way for you to connect with me is at RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. And it has links to all of my social media, has links to my email, my phone number, anything you need to connect. And I would love to connect with you and get to know you. You can even schedule time directly on there to chat with me, and we can get to know each other better. So I would love for you to go to RussHedge.com, and then we can get to know each other and truly connect. And today, I'm going to jump right over to Arvel, and we're going to let him introduce himself and tell us more about him. Arvel, how's it going today?
Oh, I am wonderful. How are you, Russ?
I am so good. I'm glad to have you on today, and I appreciate that. Tell us where you came from and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, so I live in Phoenix, originally born and raised in Detroit. Grew up there. Got a computer science degree, moved to Oklahoma, lived there for 12 years, got a master's degree. But over all these years, I've been doing digital marketing since I was in college, almost 20 years ago. And as the internet changes and the world changes, I've kind of just gone with the flow. And we've done from websites and Flash back in the early days to SEO for a while, to email and chat bots, and conversational marketing is kind of where I've landed currently. But it's been a fun ride, and I just enjoy learning and I enjoy helping people, you know, leverage technology to grow their business and make an impact. So it's been a fun ride so far.
That's awesome. And now you live down in the Phoenix area with your family?
Yep. Live here with my wife and my daughter. And we're enjoying this winter. It's like the best time of year in Phoenix. So it's awesome.
Oh yeah. I've been to Phoenix twice, and they were both in February. And February was great because it was like 80 and very, very pleasant. I'm not sure I could handle the summers being from Oregon. I think I would burn up.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to.
I would say definitely. So, well, that's so awesome. You know, we talked before about what you're all about, and that you tell me a little bit more about the chatbots, the things you have going on there.
Yeah. So, what we do, again, like 3-4 years ago, I was getting big into email marketing, marketing automation, helping businesses, you know, automate the conversations and email. And then Facebook, you know, because, you know, social media is the internet now, you know, according to Gary Vee. So the thing is that a couple of years ago, the data showed that more people spend time, not just on social media, but more people spend time messaging people, chatting with people, one-on-one conversations, group conversations. That is where the internet has shifted, versus simply looking at feeds, looking at photos and liking puppies, you know? So things are changing. And so just me being kind of a early adopter of new technology, I got into it just like, hey, how can we use this for businesses? Because Facebook was like the first to say, okay, people are sending personal messages to businesses. And if your business is big or you've got a lot of people, how do you keep up with that? Because most businesses, you know, social media is important, but it's not like the main thing, right? But when you start getting 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 messages on social media and you haven't spent your time there, like, how do we fix this? So that's why Facebook began to allow business to automate conversations in Messenger and things like that. And that's kind of why I jumped into it. So I've learned how to translate like your copy, how to translate email, how to translate the whole process of meeting a customer, nurturing, having conversations, help companies automate that process so they could begin to facilitate leads and opportunities. But not everybody uses Facebook. And so again, there's a lot of different tools now for chat on websites that have chat. Sometimes it's a live person, sometimes it's not. So there's just a lot out there, even SMS, it's all related. People message people. This is the way people communicate in 2021. How do businesses allow their customers to talk to them personally? Again, sometimes it's automated, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's on LinkedIn, sometimes it's SMS. Like I said, there's a lot of different ways it's going. So what we do, we help people, companies figure out how do we organize this and have a strategy and have a roadmap for making it work.
Yeah, I think that is so incredibly useful because as people grow, they need to be able to handle all that's going on. And I think that's great. I really, that's something that I think people really need to talk to you more about. Today, I want to talk about really focus in on your conversational marketing. And I love that. I love that phrase. I'm all into personal connection. And that's where conversation jumps in. So tell me a little bit about how you view conversational marketing.
Yeah. So again, just since you're a marketing podcast, again, so the phrase conversational marketing, I think like Drift, they wrote a book called Conversational Marketing, just like HubSpot wrote inbound marketing 10 years ago, you know, different people, Seth Godin had permission marketing. So all these, every year somebody comes with a new phrase. So conversational marketing, again, is one-on-one conversations with your customer in a way that moves the ball forward, that helps them to make a buying decision, that helps them gain trust and credibility. And so as I was telling you my story, I started off with more of the automated, nerdy, geeky perspective. But as I've come to kind of ebb and flow, it's like a lot of businesses, you don't need, you know, I've learned you don't automate a process that isn't already proven manually. And if your business isn't getting hundreds of leads or hundreds of messages, then you don't need to automate it. If you just allow customers to just send a message, it's just it's a perspective. Like, again, the popular thing today is funnels, webinars, automation, and that's fine. But a lot of businesses, especially if you're in B2B, if you're a coach, you're a consultant, you don't need complex funnels. You don't need complex processes and all these filters and making them fill out this form and answer, you know, 13 questions before they can hit the submit button in order to for the email to sit in your inbox. And maybe not, you know, we don't check our email all day long. If you're smart and you've got some focus and some discipline, you're not in your email. So customers are waiting, but they maybe go to 5-6 different people filling out forms, waiting on feedback, waiting on the quote. So with conversational marketing, it's like the way I've been doing it lately, it's like, let's start off your marketing with allowing your customer to have a direct interaction with you. Again, whether it's a website, whether it's SMS or whatever, how do we design? Again, but the issue with most businesses is that they don't want to waste their time. Businesses don't want to just, they're not going to give out their phone to any stranger. They're not going to, normally, they don't just put their cell phone everywhere and they don't want just constant messages. And so what we try to figure out is how do we use a little bit of automation to qualify them? And then in order to get you, Russ, excited that you know it's a qualified person and you're willing to stop what you're doing, pick up your phone, depending on what's the app, what's the messaging app, willing to have a conversation. So we have to train companies how to qualify them quickly and have a quick conversation. And again, and understanding what's necessary to move their marketing forward, to move the lead forward. So that's kind of the way I approach it.
Sure. And then you also take that and help coaches in their coaching to be more conversational as well, correct?
Correct. Correct. So whether it's technically, it can be a chat, it can be a bot, but it can also be email. It can be like, how do you, because again, it's, I'm always breaking against the mold of people. I want to have a website. I want to have a newsletter. And if you're sending out newsletter, that sounds like a business and people respond to people more than they respond to a business. Exactly. So if you have this beautifully polished with your logo and all your graphics, they know that's not personal. That's not for me. That's for everybody on your list. So how do you begin to create emails that look personal? And that's what we do. We'd like, that's, you know, if that's the medium, if that's the channel where your customers are interacting, we will consult, like, how do you make it more conversational? A lot of times it's by the look of it. We'll remove the graphics. We'll make it personal. There's ways of languaging things that are personal, but it's also the timing. And that's where automation helps out. Sometimes people are on your email and they click a button or they go to your website. Automation tools can say, if somebody clicks this link, four minutes later, then send out a personal email. Say, hey, I noticed that you were checking out this link. Would you like to get some, I got something else I'm working on. Would you like to join this group tomorrow? So there's nuances that use a little bit of automation, a little bit of triggered action. Again, this is all, and it feels personal because it's right now, it's timely, and it's written in a way that looks personal. So that's kind of the way we can strategize that.
Yeah, and that, I think that is so important because especially when it comes to things like social media or any online thing, people are looking for authenticity and personal contact and personal connection. And I think that, you know, when you have that, or even with the automation helping with that, that goes a long ways in helping anyone's business or coaches or whoever they are. And I just think that is incredible, all the things you're doing. So, hey, listen, it's hard to believe, but we're already running out of time. But I know that people want to know more about you and about all that you're doing. So how do people get in contact with Arvell?
Yeah, if they're interested in trying to understand or see examples of what this looks like in their business, my main website is funnels.chat. Funnels.chat, where you can see examples, you can see my client testimonials, you can understand kind of how we work. If you get on my list there, if you sign up for a consult, or if you click on some of the content there, I've got some examples, some articles, things to read. You can connect with me there. And of course, if you've got any more, you know, you want to have a one-on-one call, we can do that. I have a course as well. So if somebody wants to learn that, howtobuildchatbots.com. If you want to learn yourself, just the basics, kind of a blueprint of how to just get started, how to find the right software and just do it yourself, howtobuildchatbots.com, or again, funnels.chat. You can connect with me directly.
And you're also obviously available on LinkedIn and social media as well. You wrote a book.
I wrote a couple of books. Yes.
Yeah, sir. A couple of books. So that also they can pick that up. I know I picked up one of your books. And so that's awesome. So you have all kinds of ways to connect, and we'll make sure and link to that in the show notes. And I appreciate you so much today. I really do. It's been an honor getting to know you. And I can see that this is going to be a friendship that's going to continue into the future. I do really appreciate you and all that you're about. And I just want to thank everybody for watching today. I appreciate you for spending your time with us at Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie, with amazing people who connect. And Arvell has definitely been one of those people today. So we appreciate you. And until we talk to you again, have a great day and a great life. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.